Imagine choking on your wine as a handsome detective questions you about recent murders, murders you're accidentally connected to. This is daily life for Finley Donovan, single mother of two and struggling thriller writer whose chaotic existence took a sharp turn toward the criminal when she was mistaken for a contract killer at her local Panera Bread. Now she's entangled with the Russian mob, specifically Felix Zhirov, who owns an Aston Martin riddled with bullet holes, mysteriously titled in her name. One wrong move, and he'll send that damning vehicle title to Detective Nicholas Anthony, the persistent cop who's been calling since their awkward dinner at her mother's house. Meanwhile, her literary agent Sylvia relentlessly pressures her to revise her manuscript, demanding more romantic tension between the cop and assassin characters, a demand uncomfortably close to her real-life situation with Nick and her accidental criminal activities. The situation grows more complex when Finley learns her nanny-turned-accomplice Vero owes a loan shark named Marco $200,000. After a confrontation with Marco's enforcer ends with the man crushed beneath a tower of cars, Felix's attorney Ekaterina witnesses everything and takes charge of the cleanup, further entangling Finley in the criminal web. With Felix's trial date approaching and his patience wearing thin, Finley and Vero had exactly 2 weeks to identify Easy Clean. When teenage hacker Cam suggests Easy Clean might be a dirty cop staying close to investigations, Finley formulates a risky plan. Get close to detectives from organized crime and narcotics. The perfect opportunity arises when she's invited to attend the week-long FCPD Citizens Police Academy. The isolated police training facility becomes Finley and Vero's hunting ground for Easy Clean. Posing as a romance novelist doing research, Finley can ask questions without suspicion. They impress observers during the physical agility course by efficiently hogtying their CPR dummy, catching Detective Joey Balafonte's attention. The investigation takes a darker turn when Joey selects Finley for an unexpectedly aggressive role play, later cornering and handcuffing her alone in an empty hallway. With time running out, Finley breaks into Joey's office during movie night and discovers toxicology reports showing ketamine in Harris Mickler's system, the man she drugged and whose body she and Vero buried. Before she can process this, Nick arrives to review the reports, followed by Joey. Hidden behind the door, Finley overhears Nick theorizing that one of Mickler's victims killed him before Felix's men disposed of the body. Just as they might connect her to the murder, a fire alarm sounds, Vero's desperate diversionary tactic involving burnt popcorn. Despite her resolution to avoid romance, Finley finds herself drawn to Nick. Their chemistry crackles during every interaction, from hallway encounters to loaded glances across rooms. Tension peaks during an intimate dinner he prepares, handmade pasta, vintage wine, and soft jazz. Nick reveals himself, childhood dreams of becoming a chef, his mother's cancer battle that led him to law enforcement, and his failed marriage. When he traces circles on her wrist, the moment becomes electric, until Joey interrupts with urgent toxicology news. Their relationship is complicated by professional boundaries. Nick's position as lead instructor makes romance problematic, while Finley's secret investigation adds layers of guilt. Walking her to her dormitory, Nick's gentle kiss on her cheek reveals their mutual desire. Before the Easy Clean operation, Finley visits him and confesses everything, her disinterest in reconciling with her ex, her writer's block, and her fear of ruining something genuine. Taking a leap, she kisses him, and they finally surrender to months of tension. Their suspect list grows more complex. Joey with his suspicious comments, Charlie the rule bender, Wade with his undercover experience, and Dr. Kirby, the department's psychologist. Wade explains how deep cover work requires becoming indistinguishable from criminals. You can't look like a cop, talk like a cop, carry yourself or your weapon like a cop. His observation that we're all liars, some of us are just better at hiding it, resonates with Finley's situation. Everyone at the academy wears masks, Finley posing as a researcher, officers maintaining professional facades, and Easy Clean hiding in plain sight. After a night exercise, Finley discovers a bloody handprint on her notebook containing a gold tooth and a note from Cam warning the big man's losing his shit and urging they identify Easy Clean soon. The situation escalates when Finley and Vero overhear Nick and Joey discussing a dismembered mannequin labeled Carl with its photo sent to Felix Zirov, the name of Teresa Hall's stepfather who supposedly died of cancer. Nick and Joey plan to investigate the grave. Fearing discovery of Gerald's dismembered remains on her ex-husband's farm, Finley and Vero steal a police cruiser to warn Barbara before Nick arrives. After misadventures with a hot-wired car sporting a blue phallus, they learn Felix Zirov has escaped. The climax occurs when Felix confronts Finley and Joey at the basketball court, demanding she confirm if Joey is Easy Clean. When she refuses to shoot Joey, Cam fires instead. Joey survives thanks to a Kevlar vest, revealing he's actually Cam's uncle who transferred to monitor Felix. With Joey cleared, Finley and Vero set a trap for the real Easy Clean at the fire tower. The shocking revelation? Dr. Stuart Kirby, the department therapist, is Easy Clean. When confronted, Stu justifies targeting victims who deserved punishment after counseling abuse survivors denied legal justice. Despite Nick nearly talking him down, the confrontation ends with Stu's violent arrest. Just as they think they're safe, power returns and activates the fire tower simulators, trapping them in 100-degree heat. Georgia arrives to override the system. They learn Felix orchestrated both the outage and fire from his jet to Brazil. Charlie confesses he works for Felix as a human resources manager and warns them to disappear. At Ramon's garage, they discover the Aston Martin stolen and footage showing Javi's kidnapping. The novel ends with Finley and Vero heading to Atlantic City to rescue Javi, their adventures continuing with danger, but also possibility, connection, and unexpected joy. Throughout this whirlwind of crime and danger, Finley remains remarkably relatable, not a hardened criminal, but a mother protecting her children, a writer facing deadlines, and a woman navigating complicated relationships. Her ordinary concerns continue alongside extraordinary circumstances involving the Russian mob and corrupt police. Even while planning dangerous operations, she's worrying about juice boxes and permission slips. When her toddler escapes to the men's restroom or decorates a sleeping officer with marker, we see parenthood's chaos persisting regardless of surrounding criminal activities. The comedy deepens when she explains away suspicious bruises at preschool pickup or hides evidence before the cleaning service arrives. Finley doesn't transform into a superhero. She remains flawed, frightened, and overwhelmed, yet discovers reserves of courage she never knew she possessed. Her journey shows we're all capable of more than we believe when protecting those we love. She may break laws but maintains her humanity by refusing to kill, protecting the innocent, and valuing loyalty.